Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich. The power behind your pension.
Now, yesterday, a Sinn Féin councillor, Paddy Houlihan, who's not running in the general election, apologised for comments he made in his podcast, No Shame. In it, he said he'd like to see the country run by a family man, and he questioned Leo Varadkar's connectedness to Ireland because of his Indian heritage. The apology was accepted by the Taoiseach. Now, today, however, there are further comments from his podcast series. These comments were described by Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald as beyond offensive. And Sinn Féin has now suspended Paddy Houlihan from the party. Samantha Librari, our reporter, is on the campaign trail with the Sinn Féin President today. And we're going to talk to Samantha. But these further comments from Councillor Paddy Houlihan from this podcast, it's being reported that he said, there are some effing scum women out there, and he had heard of underage girls pursuing men and then blackmailing them for money. And let's hear what the response of Mary Lou MacDonald was to that.
Well, obviously there has to be disciplinary action for this matter, so the suspension will allow for that to happen. I think you know my position on the remarks. They're unacceptable. They're disgraceful, and obviously they are completely at odds with what Sinn Féin as a party and what we as activists believe. They're just, I don't have a term strong enough to express my deep, deep anger and upset at those remarks.
Have you spoken with Paddy Houlihan?
I haven't, no. Who?
Samantha Librari, I suspect, in fact, I don't suspect, Mary Lou MacDonald hopping mad there. She's out on the general election campaign trail and she's being asked to respond to this for the second day in a row.
That's right, Mary. We were in Bray in County Wicklow today, where Mary Lou MacDonald had come to support the candidate there, John Brady. She was going walkabout with him, and the focus was they were in the health minister's constituency and they were going to talk about Sinn Féin's health policies. And usually we're only 3 days in, but she starts all of her, what we call doorsteps, the interview with the candidate every day by talking about their policy. And I actually asked her about health today and she says, no, I actually want to talk about something else. And she went straight into Paddy Houlihan, because she had only heard, she said, in the past couple of minutes about the comments, and she went straight into describing the disciplinary process that was underway. And you heard her remarks there, and you heard what she said about them. She said she had spoken to us earlier. She said they were beyond offensive. They were deeply shocking and very distressing. And she said she personally found them very upsetting. She said she'd only learned about them in the past couple of minutes. And all she spoke about at that time was that there was a disciplinary process underway. But as she went on the canvas, a tweet came from Sinn Féin saying that Paddy Houlihan had been suspended from the party, and that's when she gave that reaction that you heard just there.
So do we know at this stage, is he in or out?
It's not clear. She said originally that the disciplinary process was underway and that they wouldn't comment on it until that that was done, but she said there would be a statement from the party in due course. But obviously it's an issue that's going to have to be addressed, because for two of the 3 days of the campaign now, she's been talking about a councillor from Talla South instead of the issues like housing and pensions and health. And yesterday we were in Cabra in her own constituency. She was there playing bowls with local pensioners and talking about Sinn Féin's plans to bring back the eligibility age for the state pension to 65. But again, overshadowed by what Paddy Houlihan had said. So we're off to Meath tomorrow. That's her next step on the campaign trail. So you'd like to think that the party must want to get back on message by tomorrow, and that any issues about what's going to happen to Paddy Houlihan will have to be clarified fairly soon.
Paddy Houlihan, a councillor in the Talla area for Sinn Féin, a former MMA fighter. He's not a candidate in the general election, despite the fact now that he's been making headlines for the last couple of days, for all the wrong reasons from Sinn Féin's point of view. But is there any plan? Mary Lou MacDonald said she hadn't spoken to him. We'd all like to hear that conversation, I suppose. But is there any plan, I wonder, for her to speak to him?
That wasn't clear today. But as you say, he's a 31-year-old former MMA fighter. And I was there at the local elections earlier last year when he was elected. And he got quite the attention because of his background in MMA. He's quite a colourful character as well. And if you listen to the the No Shame podcast, which is where he sits and interviews people. They're quite lengthy, nearly 2 hours long. He's interviewed Ibrahim Halawa. He was interviewing a film director, and that's where those comments that we heard yesterday emerged from. That comment that a family man should run the country, and in a separate episode saying that Leo Varadkar's Indian heritage meant that he's separated from the history of the country. And yesterday, the chain of events was that this only kind of came up around lunchtime yesterday, and Sinn Féin came straight out with a statement saying that he should apologise and withdraw the remarks because they obviously were not the views of Sinn Féin. Paddy Houlihan then issued a tweet just as Mary Lou's event in Cabra was about to start, saying that his remarks had been misinterpreted and that he wanted to apologise as his comments may have offended people. And there was much commentary as to whether that was actually an apology at all. Okay. But when Mary Lou McDonald was asked about that, she said she was satisfied with that apology and that they'd insisted on it and it was the right thing to do. And Leo Varadkar too said that he was happy with that apology.
That was yesterday, and we've moved on today. Samantha, thank you very much. We did look for Paddy Houlihan. We would like to talk to him, and we'll keep an eye on his Twitter feed to see if he's responding on that. For now, Samantha Librari.